When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 right here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Oliville and Eric Bickle. We'll get into the Netflix Tyson debacle coming up at 7:20, but it is a Football Monday driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer, and although there wasn't a Commanders game yesterday, we will hit the skins right now. Hit the Skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, obviously I want to focus on the Dallas game a little bit, but let's first just quickly, let's go back and look at some of the PFF grades, if you guys don't mind. From the game last week against Philadelphia Cakes. Who, if you had to guess, give me a couple of guys in our top five offensively. PFF grades offensively.
Eckler?
I mean, Eckler should be
Eckler
up there,
number two, 78.9 grade. He had an excellent game.
Zach Ertz, maybe?
Zach Ertz, number one, 84.9. You guys are all over it.
Okay. Sometimes the offensive line is tough. I don't think Cosme had a great game.
A lot of the offensive linemen, like, two of them are at the bottom. Allegretti and Brennan Coleman were the two lowest graded guys offensively.
Well, Coleman had a rough, especially rough
Cosme
game.
Cosme and Wiley, middle of the pack. Biotish, highest rated offensive lineman, our center. He got a 61.8 grade, not bad. Jaden actually was in the top five. I don't think anybody thought he played that great.
I thought it was
fairly
maybe
mediocre.
His worst game of the year.
Maybe his worst game of the year. They gave him a 63.9. Take that for whatever it's worth. Defensively, remember Johnny Newton a couple weeks ago? It was super high. He was second lowest. He had a 28.7.
I thought Luvu was really
Luvu
good.
Was up there. Luvu had second highest. He had a 70.3. Sandstrel had the highest grade.
Yeah.
He had an 89 grade.
Yeah, Sandstrel and Luvu jumped out at you watching that game.
Mike Davis came back, played a little better.
He was so bad early in the year. I remember like they played him for like a half, and then they said, "Why don't you take a seat over on the bench?"
All
I can't
DBs.
Remember what game it was, but that's a good comeback.
All their DBs, St. Juste, Davis, and Sandstrel were in the top four.
Well, how good is Sandstrel going to be when they actually draft another corner to play outside, and he can just move into the slot where that's where he was drafted to play. As a slot corner, and
he used to be a wide receiver, right?
He's bouncing back and forth, covering both AJ Brown and Devontae Smith, and did a good job on both.
Maybe they never move him back.
Maybe he's a good outside corner.
I mean, going into that game, I thought that the Eagles were going to have a bunch of big plays. Statistically, Washington was 26th in allowing big plays, and the Eagles were third in getting them. The secondary played really well. It's just eventually, the defensive line got worn down by that Eagles offensive line and Saquon Barkley
their
broke
biggest
through.
Plays in the passing game were to Saquon Barkley. He had two grabs for 52 yards. I mean, if you hold A.J. Brown to 65 yards receiving and Devontae Smith to 29,
they're pretty good.
That's a life win. You take that every single time.
So Angie held John Dotson to one catch.
Well, I mean,
first play of the game, and
you
then
think
that
wasn't it. A just gimmick by Sirianni to troll his former team. Like, we'll give you a charity ball early.
And then another one.
Another one he dropped or something.
Well, that got kind of knocked out. It was a little high.
Yeah,
but right. I mean, a lot of receivers hold on to it.
He had two targets in the game. Two.
He's not a big factor. No. JP touched on this earlier, the NFC playoff picture. If the playoffs started today, the Commanders currently hold the seventh seed. They would take on Cakes who in the first round?
The Eagles.
They would take on the Eagles.
A rematch at the Link.
A rematch, yeah.
Which would be the third time because they're going to play them a second time in the regular season. That'd be interesting. I kind of agree with Jason has been talking about this. The last couple weeks, and I kind of agree with them, and I think the Commanders should be in good shape if they do what we believe they should do the next couple weeks against inferior opponents. The NFC North is going to beat up on each other. So the Packers, the Vikings, lesser extent the Lions. I think the Lions are...
Well, they're going to do the majority
the Lions
of the
might go 16-1.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
I can't see them... I mean, worst case scenario, 14-3.
I mean, maybe they drop... I don't think three. Maybe they drop one more game along the way. Right. Maybe.
That's what I said. I said worst case scenario 14-3. So you're saying worst case scenario 15-2. But I do think that the Vikings and Packers are going to come back a little bit. But maybe not. Maybe not.
Well, the game against the Cowboys is huge. We thought the Eagles game was big, and it certainly was. One thing that scares me a little bit, listen, I'm picking my boys. You know I'm picking my boys. But it is a division rival. You never hope these games could go. We're huge favorites. I believe they started as 10-point favorites right now, currently at FanDuel. The Commanders are 9.5-point favorites, Cakes. If you want to bet $100 on the Commanders to win, it's minus 500.
Okay? It could change
not
tonight.
Not a great bet.
Yeah.
Depending on what happens tonight. I don't expect this, but let's say the Cowboys all of a sudden look like a really good team. Cooper Rush, see, Cakes just laughed at it.
How would that even happen?
But that would change the line.
Well,
but
yeah, for
right
sure.
Now, they are in a free fall.
Was it 2 years ago? When was it when Cooper Rush went like 5-0 or whatever when he came in and replaced Dak? He's had success in the league, but I just think they have a lot of issues. But still, they still have CeeDee Lamb, right?
Yeah, but he's got a, is it an AC sprain, like a shoulder joint injury that he's dealing with? Now, he's playing, but he's not at 100%.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. For something about this game, it just scares me. The total is 44.5. So I don't know where you want to go on that, but massive matchup for Washington this week against the Cowboys. Can't afford Cakes. Can't afford to stumble their foot and lose that game. They've got the Saints afterwards, right? I don't have their schedule right in front of me.
No, the Titans.
They have the Titans.
Cowboys, Titans, both at home. Then they head into their bye week.
Titans didn't do anything yesterday.
The Titans look awful.
They had one like 98-yard touchdown pass from Will Levis.
Right.
Outside of that, they did nothing. This is a little fantasy bitterness. I'm not starting, unless they're a stud, not starting guys against the Vikings defense. I had Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
That was a dud.
Not a great idea.
Are you very comfortable right now with Washington as a heavy favorite against Dallas?
Yes, especially with Dallas playing on a short week and Washington just banking extra rest. Because I feel like Jaden.
This is a big comeback for
Jaden. I feel like he's
going
to have, this is the spot for him to bounce back.
Right.
This game and the Titans game heading into the bye.
Did you like him on stage with Wale, EB?
I didn't actually see that. Where was that?
He was at
MGM National Harbor.
Oh, okay.
He does. You know what? I mean, this is stating the obvious, but he's so like tall and lean,
mm-hmm.
like on stage. I don't know how tall Wale is, but if you watch a video, and maybe I'll retweet it at Junks Radio. There's like eight guys on stage. Like I haven't been to a rap concert. I don't think ever. There's just everybody's having a good time. It looked like everybody's having a good time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Wale has a Jaden Daniels jersey on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know how rappers, a lot of times they only sing like part and then the crowd sings.
Then their hype man
they
gets
got a hype
in.
Man singing. Yeah. There's a lot going on stage. And then Jaden comes on there and he doesn't kind of know what to do. He has his phone and he's kind of filming guys. But it just struck me how like thin and skinny he is. And the other guys may be, you know, a little bulky and everything like that. But He looked like it was a good time. Looked like a good time.
Of course.
Just don't aggravate your rib. Don't move around too much on the stage.
He wasn't moving that
much. You're a national treasure, Jaden. We need to protect you at all costs.
I know we were all going with the line that he had to have been hurt. It has to be affecting him. And there's part of me that believes that. But I saw Quinn really distanced himself from it, right? Like, he's like, it's just something he's going to have to deal with all season, right? I don't think it's just going to go away. He's certainly healthy enough to win. He just needs to play better. And he's the first guy that said that.
He knows that. He's well aware.
So this is going to be a true test.
If you look at what the Cowboys have done in their last four, you're not going to find a better launching spot for him to rebound, because in the last four, they've allowed 47, and that was to the Lions. They're just putting up crazy numbers on everybody. 47, 30 to the Niners, 27 to the Falcons, and 34 to the Eagles. I mean, this is just a Dallas Cowboys defense that everybody's getting there against them. Everybody's getting the numbers. Right. And hopefully Jaden's is next in that line.
Right. Ron Jaworski, I think we talked about this, right? Didn't we talk about this last week where Ron Jaworski went on WIP and said that Jaden Daniels is the best rookie quarterback he's ever seen.
He did touch on that, yeah.
And I think some people had some issue with that, and that's fine. But he also said, I think he told B. Mitch and Finley, that he thinks he's not the same guy because of the injury.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see.
If you look, I can try to find it on Twitter. If you look at the splits, his numbers pre-injury and post-injury,
right,
as far as accuracy especially, they're pretty jarring.
Right. Well, I know he said to Cliff. See, Cliff is on probation right now, okay? Because he had said to Cliff he needed to let him go, mm-hmm, let him run. He didn't really run that much. In fact, when he did, he didn't seem to have that same burst, right? He couldn't get away a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we saw a lot of that short passing last week again that we kind of saw early in the season.
Yeah.
We need Cliff to get back in his bag, mm-hmm, open up the playbook, and get away from the narrative that's going to grow every week if they don't score some points this week, that Cliff Kingsbury is only a first-half OC.
Here are the stats. This is from at the 33rd team FB. Daniels, before the Week 7 rib injury, 75% completion percentage, 107 rating, 0.28 EPA per dropback, 8.5 yards per attempt. After the injury, his completion percentage plummets to under 60. It's 59.5%. He goes down to an 89 rating from 107. His EPA per dropback goes to 0.09, big drop, and 7.4 yards per attempt. A full yard less per attempt before the injury.
The injury may be part of it, but I saw Florio, and this is opinion, but Florio talking about it, and there's more film on him, and they've played better teams.
Mm-hmm.
They've played two of the best defenses in the league. Right now, Philadelphia is number one in the NFL in defense. I'm not sure where the Steelers are, but I mean, look what the Steelers just did to the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens were averaging, Valdez, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are averaging 32 points a game, something like that. They're up there.
It's a potent offense.
But the defense of the Steelers, legit, and the Eagles defense, legit.
Now,
so I think that's the biggest factor.
Well, the good news is with this matchup with Dallas, we'll talk about it all week, they're giving up 28 points per game, almost 29 points per game. Defensively, Cakes. Their rushing attack, mediocre. That's why they got Zeke there. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean,
they're averaging 83 yards per game on the ground.
And McCarthy has been, I think he was quoted this week as saying, we're going to give the ball more to Rico Dowdle going forward, because he's just running out of options there. I mean,
right.
Zeke doesn't have, it's not the Zeke of 3 or 4 years ago in that backfield. And, you know, that was kind of been their identity. Big offensive line, run behind that big offensive line, let it protect Dak, and everything's falling apart.
EB, if you look at the Wale video,
mm-hmm,
can you assess his rib injury status? He doesn't really do much dancing.
Listen.
It's kind of just standing there.
Wale, Jaden.
Oh, I just
put it up at Junk's
Radio.
If the
rib injury is still affecting him, if I'm Dan Quinn, I have a strict no dancing, no other physical activity policy.
He's mostly just bobbing his head. Cakes.
No poning. Nothing.
No poning.
Come on.
No.
You don't want any hip thrusting?
No. I don't want any additional physical expenditures from Jaden Daniels.
What if he's just laying there? You know what I'm saying?
Still, there's still a little bit of physical exertion there.
Did you?
I don't want any part of that.
Did you tap into your sources to find out if he was gambling after he hit the poker room or anything?
I did not. I'm sure I can find out behind the scenes.
Get some JD5 intel.
If he was like in a private room.
Right.
But I don't know.
He looks good to me. Which side of the rib is it? Is it on his throwing side or is it on his left side?
I think it's the left rib.
I think it's the left
rib,
right?
Pretty sure it's the left rib.
He's lifted his left arm fine. Just give him a hug there. We're breaking it down like Zapruder film.
Mm-hmm.
Two hugs. He's lifting the left arm.
So he didn't wince when he was getting hugs?
No, a lot of pounds.
I need all of this intel.
Yeah,
all this information.
I think he looks good.
It just looks like a guy who's having the time of his life.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't he?
Yeah. But again, there's 20 guys on stage. Yeah. I don't know what that's
It's very busy. There's a lot happening there.
So obviously, Dak out, Cooper in 5 games played. Now, how many has Cooper started, Cakes?
This year?
Yeah. How many has he started?
I think it's like 2 or 3, but I'd have to double check.
He's only 35 of 62. He's only completing 56% of his passes. He's only got 1 touchdown on the season. You mentioned Rico Dowdle. He's the one that's leading them in rushing, but he's only got 374 yards. But he is averaging 4.5 yards per carry. CeeDee Lamb in 9 games has 59 catches for 681 yards, 4 touchdowns. Their second leading, well, there's 2 guys they have tied for 3 touchdowns receptions, and that's Jalen Tolbert, their other wide receiver, who's only got 33 catches. And then you mentioned Rico Dowdle.
EB, remember.
He's got 3 touchdowns.
Never forget that I've gone on record saying it's physically impossible, even with a beat-up rib, that Jaden Daniels and company are going to drop a game to the Dallas Cowboys when they need this game at home. Cooper rushed through for 45 yards in the last outing. 45 yards! He was 13 of 23 for 45 yards passing. Yeah. 2 yards per attempt.
So it's just 1 start this year to answer your question.
It's 1, yeah.
It's 1, but he has 7 in his career. Career passer rating in those 7 starts, 80.7. 7 touchdowns, 4 picks.
The Commanders are forbidden from losing to the Cowboys, being led
just
by Cooper Rush.
Just don't jinx it. Whatever you do, please don't jinx it. Remember, all that being said, Micah Parsons is back. He's only played in 5 games.
Does he play offense? Can he play quarterback?
No, but what if he holds us to 17 points or something? We might be in trouble.
You just said that they give up 28 a game.
I know. I'm just saying. Micah wasn't there for a bunch of them.
All right. Look, you got to watch tonight's game. Now, the Texans haven't been playing like they did last year, and they seem off this year.
Part of that is because Nico Collins is missed, and he looks like he's returning tonight.
So tonight, you'll get a firsthand look at that Cowboys defense, and you can make even a better assessment.
So we need.
But I mean, Micah had 2 sacks last week when he came back.
I'm scared of him. I'm always scared of Micah Parsons. What number does he wear, Cakes? Whatever.
11.
He's so insignificant to me. I don't even know what his number is.
The 11.
I'm not unafraid of Micah Parsons.
Whenever he's on the field, I'm afraid.
Now, I'd be afraid of him if he walked through that door and he tried to tackle me. I'd be afraid of him. But as long as I'm not on a football field, I'm not afraid of him.
We need Jaden to play better. We need Cliff to call better.
Yeah.
We need the O-line to play better.
We need Terry to be involved.
We need Terry to be targeted early. It's ridiculous how little Terry was utilized last week. We got a lot to prove. Hopefully the boys have a chip on their shoulder, and I'm sure the coaches will be on there. Is today Tell the Truth Monday, Cakes? Or do you think they did that on Friday?
Probably Tell the Truth Monday.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Well, I hope they tell some truth. Yeah. Jaden, you need to play better. Cliff, you need to coach better. Offensive line, all you guys need to play better. All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to D in Beltsville. Let me see if the phones are working. D, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? Yes, I was just commenting on the Commanders, and I just wanted to say, first of all, protect the quarterback at all times.
Right.
They're trying.
I know that's for every team. I know, but we need to do a little extra, you know, because if he gets hurt, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
Secondly, I want to say that I am very proud of the Commanders. The DMV hasn't been on fire in years. Okay, my Sunday at home was filled with haven't heard that forever.
Hold on, say that last part again. Say that last part again.
I said my Sunday is filled with right. Haven't heard that in a long
Exciting
time for
Sundays
years.
For her.
Right, got it. Are you a big Are you a big Dan Quinn fan?
I feel like the coach that we have, the organization, the Commanders organization that we have now, they're doing a great job. And I think the coach is a great look, and he's so easy on the eyes.
Ah, oh, you think Dan Quinn's a handsome fella, handsome chap.
Really? Is he a little chubby? I see a double chin a lot.
Bald is beautiful. She loves bald.
What is it?
I mean,
you're turned on by Dan?
How old?
Can I ask you a question? Nobody knows who you are, so it's okay. How old are you, D?
Oh, I'm grown. Okay, I'm over 45 years old.
All right, over 44. All right, so that's not that bad.
All right. It's all good.
Middle age.
What do you like about him? His features?
I'm grown. So yeah.
What is it? Yeah, what is it you like? I see a big double chin.
You like he's
to be
a leader
of
men? Is that what it is?
I honestly can't stop looking at his double
chin. His look. Like, there's a lot of leaders of men.
She likes his aura.
He carries himself. He's a handsome
guy. You like the backwards hat?
Backwards. However he wants
she
to come.
She can wear it. He can wear it. Sideways, she doesn't care.
Is he the only guy in this?
No, but I like who I like.
Yeah, she likes DQ.
Yeah,
the goatee.
Do you like large guys with double chin?
He's not that large. Yeah,
he's a pretty big dude. He's a pretty big
dude. I know, but he's not like Andy Reid.
No, he's not like that. No, but he's kind of
wide in it. He's imposing.
He was a defensive lineman.
Yeah. Right. He looks like it to me.
I just like who I like, and I just want to say to Commanders, you know, and let's give it a, you know, let's take a break here. Okay, let's figure out where we were 4 years ago. We were nowhere, we're doing good, okay? It's not this year, guys. Calm down.
Let me ask you, are you a transplant? You got a slight accent that makes me think like Jersey or New York. Am I close on that?
Oh, my God, I'm from New York. Yes, I'm originally from New York, but I've been in the DMV forever. Listen, I've been in the DMV forever. I moved when the Redskins won the Super Bowl.
Right. Mm.
Yeah, that's been a while.
It's been a minute.
All right, D. Well, we'll let Coach Q know, DQ know next time we have him on.
We'll let him know next time
I see him. That he's got a fan in Beltsville.
My respect to his spouse or his significant others.
Right.
But it is what it is. The reality is he's definitely a girly look. Sorry.
Again, you think he's more handsome than Cliff Kingsbury?
Excuse me, I like who I like.
All right, what about Eric Bieniemy? Did you like him?
Yeah, they're all fine, but I like who I like.
He's a manly man.
She likes DQ.
I like who I like.
Is Cliff metrosexual for you?
She might not even know who Cliff Kingsbury is.
It's too early for this, guys. Come on now.
All right,
D, we got to run.
You like big, beefy dudes. All right. God bless
all right.
you. Thank
Coming
you,
up next, we'll shift gears and we'll talk about the Tyson fight, if you can call it that. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Football Monday, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer, wanted to shift off of football here for a moment and talk about the big event on Friday night. It was such a big event that Cakes, who does not like boxing,
couldn't care less,
found himself intrigued.
Yeah, and I was lucky too, because before we left for Dewey, I told my son, I was like, we have to bring the Apple TV so we have access to Netflix. And I wasn't that into it, but I didn't want to be stranded.
You got sucked in.
I kind of got sucked in by the hype.
Well, 60 million people did.
It's the second most watched event after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Super Bowl.
Because it's Mike Tyson.
It's Mike Tyson. He still brings eyeballs, which is kind of crazy.
And they did a great job selling it. And I always said this. When you would watch the clips of Mike Tyson, they were always 6 seconds or less. Like, they never showed, you know, these flurries for 3 minutes. They would just show him, and you'd be like, oh, man, he still looks menacing. He'd throw, like, one hook, one uppercut to his 65-year-old guy who's got the padding. Mm. And I don't know. For me, even the ring entrance, it was not menacing. Like, you used to watch a Tyson ring entrance in the music, and he just looked super scary.
Netflix, one of the biggest companies on the planet.
Yeah.
All the buffering?
Yeah.
How did you not know that this was going to be your biggest event ever?
Yeah.
Like, how are you caught with your pants down?
They better get this fixed before they start hosting football games.
They got two on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure that a lot of people aren't going to watch that.
I feel like the biggest takeaway, number one, Netflix sucked. Number two, we got to see Tyson's butt cheeks.
Yeah, that was weird. That was bizarre.
Yeah, that was unnecessary. I don't understand. I mean, clearly I almost feel like that was on purpose.
Yeah,
on some level.
I'm going to deliver the goods. I'm going to show you everything.
That was the money shot.
I mean, everybody knew that the cameras were there, and he's walking around naked, and he's kissing guys. I don't know what's going on.
But that's his son. Tyson's best punch was in the at the weigh-in when he slapped Jake Paul. He was wearing underwear in that one. He was wearing, like, not tighty whities, but he was wearing like a Speedo type thing.
I was at the weigh-in. I still couldn't believe that Jerry World was packed to the rafters.
I know.
100,000 people. And I saw somewhere on Twitter that some guys were paying like I don't know if I believe this, like $2 million for the ringside seats.
Yeah.
The ones that had like a screen here, like right in front of where they're sitting, and then they're ringside. $2 million for those seats to that farce?
People like to flex.
To that fiasco?
Rich people like to flex sometimes at those events.
I mean, that's a complete punt.
I'll tell you how I felt watching it, and I was intrigued to watch it too, because of course, you never know what you're going to get with Tyson.
Sure.
My expectations were low,
mm-hmm.
but I thought he came out with a little flurry at the beginning, a little energy. And I thought he ran out of gas. And by the end of it, you know, after 8 rounds of just nothingness, I feel like I always do when I watch boxing in the last 25 years. Since really the Tyson heyday. I feel dirty. I feel like I got robbed. Yeah, I feel like I got hoodwinked.
You haven't watched the good fights.
I mean, you feel that way sometimes with UFC if the guys just sit there and hold and Dana White gets all pissed. But usually if you watch UFC, these guys are killing each other. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. You almost always feel like you got your money's worth. That, even though we didn't pay for it, like, you're never going to get that time back. I ended up going to sleep like an hour later.
And whatever they paid Tyson and Paul, it wasn't enough. They deserve probably 5x what they were
allegedly
paid.
What, Jake got 40 and Mike got 20?
Yeah, they should be paid more.
Plus whatever.
For all the eyeballs that it brought.
Now, the fights before were really good. Which I actually didn't watch.
Fight. My son couldn't stop talking about the girl fight right before.
I went to the movies.
She had the biggest cut I've ever seen.
Well,
over
they
her
were
eye.
Trading the whole time. I don't know who they are.
I have no idea who they
always,
are.
Fight, she always fights on the Jake Paul card.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Serrano.
She's very good.
Yeah. They were killing each other.
People complained about the decision. I think the woman who had like 100 more punches ended up losing the decision, but mm-hmm. that's also part of boxing too. Sometimes there's terrible decisions that happens in the UFC as well. But this isn't what I expected. I kept telling people, I was like, he was bad 20-some years ago.
Well, for anybody that expected him to win,
he was washed when you saw him in D.C. when he fought, was it Kevin McBride? Or I think it was Kevin McBride. Whoever's last fight was.
It was terrible.
He quit. He couldn't throw. Like, he was done then.
I know. Of course. Of course. But he was fighting the YouTuber, so he thought maybe, you know, I don't know. Who knows what anybody thought? But it became obvious. It felt like that Jake Paul was pulling back. Do
maybe
you believe that? Or is that Jake now covering because he couldn't knock out a 60-year-old guy?
I generally think I respect what Jake Paul has done. He is committed, and he's done it for 4 years. Okay? I respect that. I don't think he's very good. Mm-hmm. He picks his opponents pretty carefully. He's only fought one professional boxer.
Retired guys.
He fought one professional boxer, and he lost it.
Yeah.
Now, that one was close. Could have gone either way.
He had a good fight there, though. You got to give him credit. Yeah. That was a real fight.
Yeah, but Tommy Fury's not good.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Big Brother.
You know what? I may never watch another fight.
I think it hurt. I think at the end of the day, it hurt boxing.
I don't know what he can do after this to get eyeballs.
He couldn't even call out an opponent because he wasn't very good.
Connor's not going to fight him. Canelo is not. I mean,
Connor would fight him for like $50 million or something? I mean,
First of all, Connor might be in prison in a couple weeks. He's doing a rape trial right now.
Hmm.
And it's pretty convincing evidence from what I'm reading against Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm. It was sad.
I'm out,
sad.
EB.
I think it was sad. It hurt boxing more than it helped.
I'll never watch boxing ever
I'm sorry.
Again.
Mike, you can't wear a knee brace.
The knee brace was a horrible look.
It was an awful look, and it was tilting. It was tilting me.
I always go back to
Brett. Brett always said, and this is a genius take by Brett Oliverio, former Jux producer, now proprietor of Subdogs.
It was a terrible look.
You can't be hot wearing any sort of brace or cast.
Yeah.
Chicks. Anybody.
Yeah, anybody.
Yeah, but he was talking about girls.
Well, yeah, he was talking about women.
He needs like those Russell Westbrook like compression pants.
Okay.
And then he can do his knee brace under it and the pants
maybe
over top.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you gotta hide it.
First of all, that thing's not even doing anything.
No.
I don't even know what
Did
that was.
Did you see my butt?
That was so planned.
Yeah. Can we never hear Rosie Perez and Roy Jones Jr. on that mic again?
I didn't even realize that was Rosie Perez until the next day.
I missed part of it.
All they talked about for 6 rounds was Mike biting the gloves.
Yeah, I got there late. I also heard that the Holyfield interview was a disaster.
Huh?
That they interviewed Evander Holyfield before the fight.
I didn't see it.
And he couldn't hear.
He's also an old punch drunk boxer. Would you be surprised if it's a bad interview?
Netflix invested in has-beens that entire night. I mean, I'm watching Cedric the Entertainer.
My son is convinced. I guess I'm just stupid. I didn't even think of it. He's convinced that Tyson has a ton of brain damage. That when you hear him talk.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's kind of obvious, like for boxers, but it's never been something that I thought was like Sugar Ray Leonard slow down. You know what I mean?
Right,
like Sugar Ray Leonard, when you hear him sometimes, it's really bad.
At least he didn't get flattened because that would have been even sadder. But this is what I expected because when these old fighters, I mentioned Evander Holyfield. So Holyfield was interviewed before. If anybody saw it, I didn't see it. I just saw like a Twitter highlight, right? You can call us at 800-636-1067. Your thoughts on the fiasco from Friday night on Netflix with Tyson. But Evander Holyfield fought a couple years ago, all right? He fought Vito Belfort, who's an old has-been in MMA. Yeah, and he looked so bad, EB. I think he got knocked out.
Who's this?
Evander Holyfield. Oh, yeah. These guys, through marketing, can find a way to get people in the seats. I mean, he's Mike Tyson, so people want to see it. There were stars there and everything, right?
Nobody wants to see Evander Holyfield box anybody at this point.
He's 58 years old. You knew he was going to have no endurance. He had 2-minute rounds.
I know.
Changed all the rules.
I didn't expect Tyson to win. I just was curious.
Most people expect him to win. That's the crazy thing.
Well, I know.
All the bets on Tyson.
There was a guy I follow online. Like, he's a golfer, right? He put $1,000 on Tyson.
Oh, man.
And the next day, he was lamenting it. He was like, it's the worst bet I've ever made.
Yeah.
They weren't going to let
Tyson win. I was 90% sure of that anyway, going in. They weren't going to let Tyson win. The whole thing is rigged.
Do you believe
Tyson threw 97 punches?
I know.
He looked like you could poke him in the forehead and he'd fall over.
So do you think Jake Paul definitely held back?
I think he held back. I give him some respect for that, but no respect for making the fight in the first place, because this we all knew this could happen.
Yeah, but how about this from Jake Paul's perspective? He's a businessman. He just made $40 million.
I appreciate
doing
him not killing Mike Tyson in the ring. Yeah. Because
thanks, Jake.
I tweeted this. I've never felt worse about aging than I did on Friday.
He looked bad in the ring entrance. I'm telling you, the ring entrance. First of all, I was falling asleep. My son woke me up and I was like, he looks so old.
EB, join
me. Walking in there. I was like,
team never boxing. Yeah.
I'm so mad at myself.
Proclaim that you're out.
Because you got sucked in like cakes?
Yeah, I'm mad at myself. I knew this was going to be a dog and pony show. And then the Terps game ended. It's like 10:30. I go, you know what? An hour and a half. Tyson's going to fight. I'm sized.
So you lost two Terps games, a Ravens game, and Friday night watching Tyson fight.
I felt so dirty. Yeah, I felt so dirty.
I felt dirty after it.
Yeah.
Dirty.
I was like, I'm so happy I didn't pay like $50 for this pay-per-view. I would have felt even worse. And I'm just watching it, he's so old. He's so old. And then I'm mad at myself because I know I'm going to do this again when Tiger tees it up in the Bahamas.
We're less than 4 years away from where Iron Mike is.
Yeah, but we're not fighting boxing match against a 27-year-old.
We haven't taken a million shots to the head either.
Yeah. Right.
So we have that going.
I'm out having my emotions played with from nostalgia.
Right.
I'm out on that. I'm selling
and the same. I know you guys don't care. The same thing happened with UFC. And Mike Maher was all into the Stipe versus John Jones fight.
Did John Jones not look good?
No, John Jones looked fine. He's 37. Incredible. But Stipe, all right, arguably the greatest heavyweight UFC fighter of all time, hadn't beaten anybody in like 5 years, had been inactive for 3 years, and the last good win was like 7 years ago.
Well, like, I mean, maybe Jones needed that. He hadn't fought in forever. Right?
I don't know. They can sell you on like the possibility and people get sucked
into
the possibility.
Did anybody really think the other guy was going to win? There was a lot of money on the other guy?
On Stipe? No.
Jones
minus 560.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
This is Luke Thomas is going to be very upset if he hears wind of this. I'm out on combat sports.
Well, you're missing out.
All combat?
You're missing out. That was a farce.
I'm upsetting Mike Maher, too. I can see the look of disappointment on his face.
Got to show you a real card.
I guess. I don't know.
But, EB, real quick, Jake Paul literally admitted in the post-fight press conference that the fight was basically rigged. The reporter asked him, did he take the foot off the gas in round three when he had Tyson a little bit hurt? He said, yes, definitely. I wanted to give the fans a show a bit, but I didn't want to hurt someone that didn't need to be hurt that night.
No, I know. I read that. But I mean, who knows the truth of it?
Yeah.
I read that.
I don't believe him.
I mean, who knows? Why wouldn't Jake Paul want to knock out Mike Tyson and make it look good for him? Don't you think? I actually think it looks terrible that he went eight rounds.
He looked terrible.
Who?
Jake Paul.
He didn't look great.
I watched a lot of boxing. He looked terrible.
Hey, for a guy doing steroids?
He's on roids.
Hey, at least I'm 58.
I know, he looks kind of fat.
That's the reason I look terrible, because I'm 58.
He needs to lean up a little bit or get back on the roids. He looks a little chubby.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067 on a football Monday, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. I don't like this headline, Cakes. Apparently this season,
yes,
winter season is upon us, really. Okay. I mean, I guess it's still fall. When does winter start?
For like two or three more days. Isn't the beginning of winter like, is it December 21st? Or
December 21st.
Okay, so I'm a month off. So it's like 5 weeks.
But I can tell you that I'm seeing a lot of people who have Christmas trees up already.
Yeah, sure.
I went to a party on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Opened the door.
Yeah.
Christmas tree right there in the foyer. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I think I might try to do Christmas tree pre-Thanksgiving. Usually I'm a post-Thanksgiving guy, but maybe this upcoming weekend is a good get the tree up in advance of Thanksgiving.
Anyway.
It's not a bad idea.
I don't know how scientific this is, but they say it's the season that could reduce your manhood by 50%.
Why?
How is this a thing?
You can't reduce my manhood.
It's reduced. Certainly not by 50%.
It's reduced so low already. I can't do anything.
You can't spare anything. Certainly not 50%.
I mean, I don't know how to do anything manly.
Is it just the cold?
I mean, Well, that definitely reduces my manhood even more.
Yeah, but I would guess, like, I mean, if you get sized, like, the cold isn't going to affect you.
It might still be. It might still be holding.
I mean, you do like to bundle up. You do like to wear, like, thermal underwear.
Might still be holding me back. I know I used to be prouder.
Yeah.
I know now when I'm in the locker room,
yeah,
you know, I'm changing. I'm getting ready to go to the sauna.
Right.
It's pretty embarrassing, man. I definitely give him a Tyson look. I give him my cheeks.
You do?
Yeah, to the anybody that's walking in, like if anybody walks by.
So you don't walk to the sauna like with a towel?
Oh,
like,
I do, but like when I'm in my locker and I'm changing, you're going to see cheeks. I'm not going to show you my little
It's fine.
Super Bowl.
Nobody's looking to see that anyway. Trust me.
So here's the article.
I've walked in that locker room before. It's the last thing guys are looking to see.
Well, I'm just saying.
Here's the article from the New York Post. Headline.
Well, that tells me first and foremost that it's not scientific at all. But go ahead.
Headline, winter penis could reduce sex organ size by up to 50%, Dr. warns.
Mm. Hold on. So you're saying the cold.
Says the phenomenon which affects men of all ages.
Maybe that's what's going on.
How is he affected by this year round? Not just in the winter. Sorry,
says,
Rom.
Can cause the male member to shrink in size by up to 50%. While slowed circulation, I can't even say half the things in this article. I don't know. I'm being dumped all.
Basically,
I've never noticed the difference by season.
You definitely have noticed a difference by temperature.
Well, of course.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Hey, you know what combats winter junk?
Yeah.
Watching Taysom Hill run for 75-yard touchdown.
Oh, that gets you blood flow?
Oh, yeah. That gets the blood flow.
Did you have Taysom?
Three of them.
Did you have Taysom in your thing?
Problem is, I had him in one league, and yesterday I was like, maybe I don't want to put all my eggs in the Taysom Hill basket. I'll put some of them in the TJ Hockenson basket. And that basket gave me 3 fantasy points. And the Taysom Hill basket gave you 40 fantasy points.
But that was kind of like an outlier for him this year, right? He hasn't been.
But here's the thing with Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill.
There's so much bad happening with the Saints as far as everybody getting injured across like wide receiver, tight end, and running back. He plays all those positions, and they'll even sprinkle in a little bit of passing for Taysom Hill. I think he had 2 attempts yesterday. So he's throwing the ball, running the ball, catching the ball.
Mm.
Because everybody else is getting injured on that team.
Right.
That combats the winter shrinkage for your pal over here. I'll just be honest. I mean, the 40-point stat line from a tight end.
Do you notice a winter shrinkage? I mean, everybody does.
A constant shrinkage.
Constant, right?
I think there's something to it. You're cold and...
Well, there's no question being cold hurts.
There's cold no might be the number one libido killer.
Has to be. I think Valdez has done this before. As I was driving over the Bay Bridge on the way back, thankfully there was no traffic. It was smooth sailing. I saw the sign for the polar plunge. Right. Maybe JP's done it before too, because they do it.
I didn't do the official polar plunge. He did the official polar plunge. Right. I did the one for our buddy Chief Davis.
That's right. You got sucked into that. Good for you. Good for you to take that.
It was just a separate one that they did.
But the cold, big libido killer.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't have winter penis around Sydney Thomas. That's the ring girl that went viral.
Yeah.
You go look her up.
Yeah.
Valdez has been raving about this chick. Hold on.
I know. Ring girl
she's
from the Jake
Twitter.
Paul fight.
Yeah. Yes. She's all over Twitter.
She was the real winner.
She was the star.
All right. Hold on. How do you spell her name? Cindy? Thomas?
Sydney.
Oh, Sydney.
Thomas.
Oh, very pretty.
Sydney Thomas.
And Sydney's such a hot name these
Sydney
days.
Sydney is a hot name.
You better be hot if your name's Sydney.
I've never seen an ugly Sydney.
All right, what's her deal? Like, she's just a model?
She's just a model that was picked out to be the ring girl.
I think she goes to Alabama.
Oh, she's like in college?
Yeah, I think so.
She's 21.
Roll down tide.
I know what you're doing. You're looking right at those tiggles.
How do you miss
him? She wasn't hiding him.
He's the king of the jugs.
Yeah, she's not wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah.
I think that she could be a little more hippie. I think she's a little, right? I would like maybe a little more hips there. Dare I say that?
You need more curves?
I need a little bit more curves. Is that,
she's not good. She's not attractive enough for you.
She's an attractive girl.
You'll throw her a bone.
I know you wouldn't have a winter. You wouldn't have a winter.
I have summer dong around her.
Listen, she's an attractive girl, but she gets she can
be like, I don't know, those hips, they're not quite what I'm looking for.
Mr. Perfect over there.
I'm not perfect. Listen.
God's clubbing Dan Quinn.
Yeah. Dan Quinn, you guys don't notice a double chin all the time. I'm obsessed with it. You don't notice it?
No.
The reason why I'm obsessed with it is because he's basically our age.
He's a contemporary.
He's like class of 92.
Yes, right? He's like a dad bod coach. I get it.
No, it's not dad bod. I don't care about the bod. I'm just looking at the neck. He has a
he's
double
chin.
He's
got a big giant head,
he's got
too.
A big fat neck.
He's got a big and I fat can't, he's round
belly. I don't
too.
Understand. He's probably had a double chin his whole life.
Okay, it just bothers me because I don't want to have that.
He's a manly man. There's,
he is
there's
a manly
no joning
man.
On Dan Quinn.
He's got so much testosterone coursing through his veins. He, no chance he has winter dong.
No, he always
Dan
has
Quinn,
summer.
No way he's got winter dong. Yeah. Impossible.
Right.
If he had winter dong, he wouldn't have gone for it on fourth down.
Yeah, he's got go for it dong.
Yeah, go
that's
for
what
it.
He's got.
Fourth down dong.
Yeah. Fourth and effort dong is what he's got. I mean, we're going to lose our job with Monumental. This segment is going to lose us our job.
Blame Valdez and Drabby.
Hey, if Monumental wants ratings, they'll have Sidney Thomas on a loop.
So what are they going to? What's going to happen? Like, did her Instagram blow up?
Oh,
now?
I'm sure.
She's going to have an OnlyFans by this weekend?
She might have a subscriber.
Yeah. Oh, that's too funny. She has 541,000 followers on Instagram.
So she's already like famous.
Well, I'm sure that number spiked over the last two or 3 days.
Okay, yeah. Now they say 640,000 on Instagram. Are you looking at the current?
They should have had her call the fight, not Rosie Perez.
I don't know.
What were they doing?
I am Sidney Thomas. It says 541,000 followers for me. I don't know.
Oh, it does right now?
Yes.
I don't know why they say. Maybe they're adding the others. Yeah, 541. Yeah, you got it. I don't know if she might have gained a new follow.
There you go. So she has 541,001.
Yeah.
All right. It is a Football Monday driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. We'll talk to Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated coming up at 9 here on The Junkies.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.